Peace, Father, and peace, Mother, and peace, everyone. As we have in our presence the Dean of the Universe. Almighty God. Almighty God, our Redeemer and Savior, I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Mother, that perhaps our Lord and Savior may condescend to have a word to say. I thank you, Father. I thank you. It is good to be here. In the unity of the spirit, of mind, of aim and a purpose, in the re-election of the officers and trustees of the Unity Mission Church, I'm happy to know that I do not have to be here personally. And you would not have to be here personally necessarily. Since God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, a present help in every need, and will your every hunger feed. For the re-election of officers and the replacement of those that needed to be replaced, I believe you all are well paid. No doubt, if there are not any others you desire to add to the Board of Trustees, we could well consider the business meeting closed and proceed as usual in the usual system of worship, by letting you and everyone have free access for expression by taking a part in this great unification, for truly this is the Unity Mission Church Home and Training School, locally, nationally, and internationally. By the unity of the spirit, a mind, of aim, and a purpose, we expect you to reproduce this unity in all of our assemblies, and be the same at all times, when I'm personally absent, as when I'm personally present. We're pleased to see such a large audience and gathering tonight. Oh. not ask to come to the meeting just to see who is succeeding another. As we are in the unity of the spirit of mind, of any manner of purpose, we bring an abolition to all division among us. And as we live in such a recognition, by concentration and by harmonization, and by living in unison together, you will produce and bring to fruition life and the teaching and the spirit and the nature and the characteristics of your Savior. We are happy to know in all of our assemblies the true and the faithful are uniting and consolidated together. And when it is fulfilled, as it is universally, I will say once again, behold, the people is one. They have all one language, and truly nothing can be restrained from them to do that which they have imagined to do. Aren't you glad? Then our mission and work among you will be accomplished in a great measure. Bring about that one for which you all have prayed. The 17th chapter of St. John, so often read and rehearsed, as Christ in the sonship degree pray that they would be one even as we are one. His prayer is heard and answered. Now we live in unison and act accordingly. I thank you. Thank you.